big thank you for joining us. Congratulations.
Thank you.
First win of the season. What a win. What a game. How's your heart rate?
Oh, I'll tell you now. I'll check on my phone as I'm stood here, see what comes up, because that was... I don't think I've got enough words to describe that type of game that we've had today. I'm probably falling a bit speechless after it, because that game had everything. Had absolutely everything. We started the game as we'd planned to, on the front foot, aggressive press, dealing with the ball, and I was really, really pleased with the first sort of like 15 minutes. And then we became unstuck. They found a system that was working, was breaking us down. We were getting into areas, we weren't dealing with it. And then bum, 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 four goals out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And we have to be better. But, you know, I had to make a very strong call and make a very early substitution in the game. And
was that a tactical change then? Was that all about just about...
I had to make a change. I couldn't stand there and allow situations to be happening like they were. But it was a very strong and difficult decision to make. Obviously taking off the captain, Corey, it's not easy to do that, but there's a lot of things behind it that I thought about before coming to that decision, so it wasn't easy. And I've spoken with Corey and I've stressed that, and she stayed together with the team, and you know that's why she wears the captain's armband, because she is a true team player. She understands what it means for the club. It was difficult, but at the level we're at, if things aren't working, I'm not afraid to make big decisions. And I think the situation that we're in now as a team, we're building, we're getting there, that these things are going to happen, because we've got a lot of work to do still. But when we get going and we found those three goals, just shows the quality that we do have and that we do possess. And I've just said to them in the team huddle that I'm really proud of them with the resilience that they've shown today.
And it was all about bouncing back really as well. I mean, we can forget now, but last week me and you were having a chat at Tadcaster Albion after getting really hammered by York City. The reaction you've had today from everyone, like you say, I mean, it's been tremendous. You know, scoring those two early goals, for example, is just straight out of the blocks. Is that what you're after?
Exactly what I was after. That I couldn't have asked for a better start today. And that shows the work that we're doing in training, the classroom sessions we're doing around the philosophy we're trying to bring in, and the mentality switch that we're trying to have. It's really coming out, and we had a really good team meeting before the game, and we talked about being better, and we got a little bit of a Kobe Bryant motivational thing about being better, and you could see the players lifting up from it, and we had conversations then around what our high performance looked like, and they came out that first 20 minutes of, like I said, I was really, really pleased. And then I think the last 20 minutes as well, I'm going to put as a standout, because we were under the cosh. There were some tired legs out there. But
you didn't make any substitutions, did you?
Not towards the end. I didn't, because when it comes to high performance, you can really see who's kind of at that level for the team at that moment in time when they can continue to go even when they're tired. And I want to build a team that are really mentally tough and that will just keep going and keep going and keep going. And they're the type of things that we're doing in training, in the classroom session. And it showed today, because sometimes, you know, we had a lot of youngsters on the bench today, and at times it's probably not the best to bring them into what was an end-to-end game again, very ferocious, very scrappy towards that last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
The players, the mature players that are out there, had that mentality to keep going when they are tired. And that's a standard that I want across the whole team.
The standard was set, though, by Janice Reeves. I think it's safe to say she's player of the match quite comfortably. Even if she hadn't scored a hat-trick, even if she hadn't scored one goal, she still would have got player of the match. We're running out of things to say, aren't we?
Shan was good again today. She was good all over the areas of the pitch. We did have a bit of a change in system, obviously going from a 5-3-2 to playing a 4-3-3. We've also had a swap around in midfield with Paris, Ford and Emily sort of swapping round to try and work towards people's strengths. And I think collectively it brought out people's better strengths today. And the fact we had three players now pressing and those forward runs from three players, I think that was able to add to our strengths as well, because I thought Ella Ritchie as well today was outstanding, the amount of running that she did,
Mark
the hard work.
Mark Hughes-esque she was today. She was... so strong and holding up everything.
I totally agree. She's got that in her, 100% in terms of that hold up play. She's really hard. She's building that confidence in herself to be that type of target player that we're looking for. And each week she's getting that. You know, we talk about 1% better. She's doing that alongside then Shan, and then you've got sort of like Abby and Jace. I thought Jace was excellent again at the back today at times. So that was really, really good. So through the spine of the team was excellent, and when you've got that, it's good to build around.
So where do we go from here? Because, you know, we've been building. Take the York game out of the equation completely. We've been really good since Norton and Stotts and Ancients. So is this the start of many victories this season, hopefully? I mean,
well, I hope so. Well, yeah. I do want more victories. I'm not here to lose games, and I'm not here to crumble at all. Hence, you know, the big decision that I made, that hopefully that's a stance to everybody at the club to go. I'm not afraid to make decisions because I put the team first. I want us to be winning. I'm wanting us to be climbing up the league table, but we still do have a lot of work to do. We've still got to do some recruitment.
Yep.
We are in talks again still with a couple of clubs and a couple of players. I do believe that Amara Keating will be making an appearance back at training this week. So obviously she's a very bright, talented player. I do believe she's been in the stands today watching, so I'm really pleased with that. And we've just got to keep building as a team. We're focusing on performance. And I think if you took away the 20 minutes of awfulness today that's turned me very, very grey, I think the rest of the performance is building around the philosophy that we're trying to bring in to the players. So there's a lot of positives to take, and we'll do that again next week. We'll take that same approach around focus on us, focus on our performance, focus on how we're trying to play, and we'll keep building every single week to be better.